Government formation, 116 days after the general election, described by those inside and outside the talks as slow. Watching for us, our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Anthony Stern, Paul.
Well, yesterday's plenary session was a meeting which I think had to deliver. There was, we know, going to be talks on issues like sports and tourism and education and regional development, not the issues which some Greens are calling sticky issues, like the scheduled rise in pension age and things like that. From three different sources, Gavin, associated with the talks, progress was made on those less tricky issues, with a considerable amount of text either signed off or due for a minor amendment, and therefore expected to be signed off for the next plenary session. Now, with the day is rolling on, it's time to secure compromise on the harder issues. I think I understand that greenhouse gas emissions, one of the key demands of the Green Party, which is arguing for a 7% year-on-year reduction, will be discussed today alongside things like transport and related finance issues. Now, they have kicked this around before several times, so I think at this point in the process they're going to need to have to narrow the gaps. Separate to those talks, the three party leaders will also be meeting to review the overall progress, and I think we can expect the leaders to play a far more significant role, because once again, they have to sign off on text. They simply can't keep kicking the can down the road at this point. And the advantage, I guess, of making progress now on trickier issues will give momentum to the talks process, which I think has been lacking up to this point, and also gives the sense that, you know, problems can be overcome, because that's been sorely lacking recently.
What did Leo Varadkar say to the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting last night?
Well, I guess there's sort of different interpretations being placed on the addresses to Fine Gael independent TDs and senators. Simon Coveney, the lead negotiator, and Leo Varadkar, the party leader, were talking. One person felt that Taoiseach was simply telling it as it is. There's no guarantee of success. Fine Gael policies have to feature prominently in any deal, particularly when it comes to finance and agriculture. But two other people I spoke to felt it had introduced the slightest element of doubt, or at least an impression that maybe this deal may not actually come off. One said they felt afterwards maybe it was a means of applying pressure on the other parties. The Fine Gael does need clear wins on those topics, but on the core issues like finance, there was less agreement. You know, there is a sense when it comes to things like finance, you have to pay your debt, otherwise you've no credibility. This is core Fine Gael demand, and what the Taoiseach was saying was just acting on it. So maybe something of a mixed message coming out of the parliamentary party meeting last night, or at least how it was viewed by those who were listening to the two men.
Any clarity emerging on pandemic payments?
Well, we do know that this payment ceases on June the 8th. So a decision has to be taken rather than it being passed on to the next government. Now, one senior TD from Fine Gael said, we can't stop now. And we know that Mr. Varadkar and the Finance Minister, Mr. Dunne, signalled in the clearest terms that the payment can simply be terminated, given the fact that a massive part of the economy is still in lockdown. However, it is going to be interesting to see how that decision is going to be announced. Will Mr. Varadkar, for example, use it to flag, things that this can't be continue, it has to be tapered off once the economy recovers, because we know there's a political fault line then. Parties like Sinn Féin, like People Before Profit, have been continuously saying you can't cut payments, you have to keep pumping the money out to keep people afloat in these difficult times. So how Mr. Varadkar phrases it, rather than maybe the announcement, will be interesting to see, and whether that triggers off a political battle, or maybe indeed influences some of the government formation talks.
And Paul, tell us about this spreadsheet doing the rounds, predicting that if there was another election this year, that Fine Gael would win an extra 24 seats.
Yeah, this was doing the rounds, was reported by Fiacre Kelly from the Irish Times, although he did say himself that it was a what he described as a bit of a back of the packet of cigarettes analysis. One Fine Gael TD I was spoken to, and I spoke to many who hadn't heard of it, but one TD who had said it was pretty crude and a bit mischievous. But as you say, big gains for Fine Gael, no losses. For Fianna Fáil, 10 seats lost. For the Greens, 8 losses. So what it seems to come from is national polls showing Fine Gael are on the mid 30s, and how that would translate if you were to hold a poll on that basis. There wasn't constituency variations there, and as everyone knows, just because you're riding high in June certainly doesn't mean you're going to be in the same position come September. So I think you take it with a pinch of salt.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.